Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. The Amazon is one of the most dangerous and unforgiving places on Earth. Thousands of miles of jungle, remote villages, river pirates, entire stretches where, if something happens to you, no one is coming. But for 43-year-old Emma Kelty from London, that danger was part of the adventure. In 2017, she set out to do something few people would ever attempt: travel the entire length of the Amazon River solo. At first, her updates were filled with excitement and awe. But deeper into the jungle, the tone changed. And days later, Emma vanished. Today, we're covering the mysterious disappearance and murder of adventurer Emma Kelty and what really happened to her deep inside the Amazon. The Amazon is not just a river, but an entire living world. A place so vast that it stretches across 9 countries in South America and drains nearly 40% of the continent. The river itself runs more than 4,000 miles from the Andes Mountains to the Atlantic Ocean, carrying more water than any river system on Earth. Scientists still discover new species there constantly. Entire parts of the rainforest remain barely explored. And from above, the jungle canopy looks almost endless, like a green ocean swallowing the horizon in every direction. And honestly, I think that mystery is exactly what draws people there. The Amazon represents something most of the modern world has lost: true unpredictability. You can't fully control it. You can't fully map it. And you certainly can't tame it. For centuries, explorers have been obsessed with it. Indigenous communities lived throughout the region long before European explorers ever arrived, developing deep knowledge of the river systems, plants, and wildlife that outsiders still struggle to navigate today. But when Spanish explorer Francisco de Orellana became one of the first Europeans to travel the length of the river in the 1500s, stories about the Amazon quickly took on an almost supernatural quality. Tales of hidden civilizations, giant snakes, warrior tribes, lost cities of gold, entire expeditions disappearing into the jungle without explanation. And honestly, some of that feeling still exists today. Even now, there are stretches of the Amazon where you can travel for days and barely see signs of modern civilization. No roads, no power lines, and no phone signal. Just muddy water, dense rainforest, and sounds that never fully stop. Insects buzzing constantly, monkeys screaming in the distance, birds shrieking overhead, rain hammering the canopy so loudly it drowns out conversation. Now, people who visit the Amazon often describe it less like a destination and more like entering another dimension. And tourists absolutely do go there. And not just extreme adventurers like Emma, but regular travelers too. Some visit cities like Manaus in Brazil or Iquitos in Peru. Gateway cities surrounded by jungle where tourists can take riverboats deep into the rainforest. There are eco-lodges hidden along tributaries where visitors sleep in cabins surrounded by wildlife. Guided night walks where giant spiders glow in flashlight beams. Pink river dolphins surfacing beside canoes. Sloths hanging motionless in the trees. Macaws exploding across the sky in bright flashes of red and blue. There are places where the river itself changes color, like the famous Meeting of the Waters near Manaus, where dark Rio water runs beside the sandy-colored Amazon without immediately mixing. Tourists fish for piranhas, visit indigenous communities, trek through flooded forests, and wake up to mist rising off the river at sunrise. So I completely understand why people fall in love with it. There's a rawness to the Amazon that feels rare now. It reminds you of how small human beings really are. But at the same time, the Amazon has always carried another reputation too. One built around danger, obsession, and survival. Because people don't just visit the Amazon. Some people become consumed by it.
Are you ready to turn up the heat on true crime? From blazing mysteries to scorched evidence, Crime to Burn is the podcast that dives into the world of criminal fires. Whether it's arson, cover-ups, or unsolved mysteries, we're lighting up the case files on every story.
With over 20 years of experience as a fire protection engineer, I'm here to help you understand the physics of fire and relate it to what investigators found.
Because if anybody can make true crime less terrifying, it's me.
Join us as we sift through the ashes to bring you the story behind criminal fires, including arson, bombings, and criminal negligence.
And I make sure you don't need therapy after. Tune in for a mix of expert insight, twisted tales, and a few laughs along the way. Crime to Burn, because sometimes the truth is hotter than fiction.
Emma Kelty wasn't the first adventurer determined to conquer the river alone. And unfortunately, she wasn't the first to discover how unforgiving it can be. Over the years, multiple explorers have attempted solo crossings, or source-to-sea expeditions along the Amazon, often describing the journey as one of the hardest experiences imaginable. British explorer Ed Stafford became the first person to walk the length of the Amazon River in 2010, a brutal 2.5-year expedition involving disease, exhaustion, violent encounters, and constant environmental dangers. Stafford later described moments where locals threatened him at gunpoint and where isolation pushed him psychologically to the edge. And then there are others that never finished at all. Some paddlers and explorers vanished entirely. Some were robbed. Some abandoned their journeys after encountering criminal activity or extreme environmental conditions. And even experienced guides warn that parts of the river can change rapidly from peaceful to dangerous, depending on territory, politics, trafficking routes, or local instability. That's part of what makes the Amazon so psychologically fascinating to me. It's simultaneously breathtaking and terrifying. One moment can feel spiritual, drifting silently through the glowing rainforest at sunrise while dolphins surface nearby. And then suddenly, you round a bend in the river and see armed men watching from boats. Or you realize there's no help for hundreds of miles. Or a storm rolls in so violently, it feels like the jungle itself is attacking you. I think people are drawn there because modern life rarely gives us that feeling anymore. The feeling of standing somewhere truly beyond our control. But I also think that's why the Amazon deserves enormous respect. Because the jungle doesn't operate by human rules. And the river itself almost feels alive in stories like Emma's. In reading her posts, you can sense how quickly conditions shifted around her emotionally. One day, she's sitting on a perfect empty beach in silence. The next, she was writing about strangers outside her tent at night and armed men appearing along the riverbanks. That unpredictability is the Amazon. beautiful enough to make people risk everything to see it. Dangerous enough that sometimes they never come home.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Before Emma Kelty ever disappeared into the Amazon, she had already lived more lives than most people ever will. Emma Tamsin Kelty grew up in Finchley in northwest London with her two brothers, Piers and Giles, and her sister Natasha. She was deeply loved by her family, adventurous, funny, fiercely determined, and constantly pushing herself toward the next challenge. After her death, her family described her as an active and driven sister whose strength would be sorely missed. But Emma's life wasn't always built around danger and adventure. For years, she worked in education and eventually became the headmistress of Knowlmead Primary School in Surbiton in southwest London. She was also trained in sign language and worked with deaf pupils, something that says a lot about who she was beneath the adrenaline and extreme expeditions. And she wasn't reckless. She was disciplined, compassionate, highly motivated, the kind of person who could lead at school during the week and spend her weekends chasing the outdoors with almost obsessive energy. Because outside of work, Emma craved movement. She loved cycling and traveled through multiple countries on two wheels. She completed more than 90 skydives. She hiked constantly. Friends described her as someone who came alive in nature, someone who needed a challenge the way other people need routine. And ironically, routine was exactly what her life had become. By 2014, Emma had a stable career, owned an apartment, and lived what many people would consider a successful life. But that same year, everything shifted when her father died. The loss devastated her. And somewhere inside that grief came a realization that time was moving faster than she wanted it to. She didn't want to spend the rest of her life wondering if she could have done more. So she made a radical decision. Emma quit her job as headmistress, sold her apartment, and walked away from the life she had carefully built for herself. Not because she was lost, but because she finally felt ready. Ready to pursue the adventures she'd been dreaming about for years. And once she started, she did not stop. Emma quickly threw herself into increasingly extreme solo expeditions. She hiked the entire Pacific Crest Trail alone, more than 2,600 miles, stretching from Mexico to Canada, across deserts, mountains, and wilderness. Then came Antarctica. In late 2016, Emma embarked on a 54-day solo journey across Antarctica toward the South Pole, alone, pulling her own supplies across one of the harshest environments on Earth. Temperatures deep below freezing, endless white emptiness, violent winds, isolation so complete it's difficult to even comprehend. And she made it. On January 17th, 2017, Emma reached the South Pole, becoming only the 6th woman in history to ski there solo. Proud of what she had accomplished, she simply wrote on her blog, "The 6th woman to ski solo to the South Pole." No dramatic flourish, no bragging, just quiet determination. And that was Emma. But Antarctica was not enough. Not long after returning home, Emma set her sights on something even more ambitious: traveling the entire length of the Amazon River alone. More than 4,000 miles, from the Maranhão River in Peru all the way to the Atlantic Ocean in Brazil. And what makes this even more incredible is that Emma wasn't an experienced whitewater kayaker. So instead of abandoning the dream, she prepared obsessively. She took paddling lessons, whitewater safety courses, and self-defense training. She practiced kayaking on the Thames River and in the rough waters of Wales. She trained physically for the brutal demands of the journey with regular hikes and conditioning. And Emma understood the danger of the Amazon, the currents, the wildlife, the isolation, the crime. And she didn't take any of it lightly. But still, she was determined to do it alone. No crew, no support boat, no strict deadline. Just Emma, her kayak, and one of the most dangerous rivers in the world, stretching thousands of miles ahead of her.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
In February of 2017, not long after returning from Antarctica, Emma Kelty began preparing for what she believed would be her next great expedition. Her journey would begin in the high Peruvian Andes at the source of the Maranhão River and eventually end at the Atlantic Ocean in Brazil. It was an enormous undertaking, even for experienced paddlers, and Emma knew that. She trained relentlessly before leaving, but no amount of preparation could truly prepare someone for the Amazon itself. Because the Amazon is alive. It shifts constantly. One moment, glassy stillness and blinding sunlight reflecting off endless water. The next, violent storms rolling in without warning. Entire stretches of river lined with dense jungle so thick it feels almost claustrophobic. Villages hours or days apart. Wildlife moving unseen in the trees. And underneath it all, an undercurrent of danger that locals understood far better than outsiders ever could. Still, Emma launched into the river in July of 2017, documenting her progress online as she traveled deeper and deeper into South America. Her Instagram and Twitter posts painted a fascinating portrait of the trip in real time. Part dream, adventure, part survival story. And at first, there was excitement. Now, Emma had originally planned to paddle around 15 miles a day. But 6 weeks into the expedition, she realized she was averaging more than 31 miles daily. An astonishing pace considering the conditions. And every day demanded hours of grueling paddling through heat and humidity that rarely dropped below 85%. By evening, she would drag herself and her kayak into isolated riverbanks to camp for the night, exhausted and drenched in sweat. And despite the physical punishment, there were moments where the Amazon gave her exactly what she had come for. Quiet mornings with mist hovering over the river, endless jungle glowing green in the sunlight, remote beaches where she sat completely alone with nothing but the sounds of birds, insects, and rushing water surrounding her. On September 5th, Emma wrote to her followers, "Now I'm sitting on my private beach in the sun, so quiet and just perfect." And that's part of what makes this story so haunting. Because woven between those peaceful moments were increasingly disturbing signs that something was very wrong. Especially after Emma crossed into Brazil's Amazonas state. And from early on, her social media posts hinted at danger. Though Emma herself often seemed almost casual about it. She had a habit of joking through fear, brushing off encounters that would terrify most people. On August 22nd, she described paddling hard upstream toward a beach so she could finally rest. only to find a man standing there waving a machete, while ravens picked apart what appeared to be some kind of dead animal nearby. Emma quickly paddled away while the man shouted after her. Honestly, that alone would scare the shit out of me. In the days that followed, her posts became more uneasy. She complained repeatedly about broken sleep and strangers approaching her campsites after dark. On August 23rd, she admitted she was becoming increasingly exhausted, writing, "Let's hope I don't get four more guys returning to visit me after dark tonight." And 3 days later, after spending time in São Paulo de Olivença, she wrote about another unnerving encounter. Two men had anchored their boat close to where she was camping and simply stayed there silently for 2 hours, watching her so closely that she couldn't even change clothes. She said she tried to talk to them, but they barely responded. Then came the storms, the humidity, the isolation. Emma later wrote that nearly every night, someone came near her tent carrying flashlights. Sometimes they walked around her campsite in the dark. Sometimes they just stood nearby. On August 28th, she posted, "I'm officially beyond tired." But even then, Emma kept moving forward, because that's what she always did. By September, Emma was 42 days into her expedition. Thousands of followers were tracking her journey online in real time as she pushed deeper into one of the most remote regions in the Amazon basin. And then came the warning. On September 10th, Emma wrote on Twitter about advice locals had given her regarding the dangerous river territory near Quarry, Brazil, an area known for violent robberies and river piracy. She joked, "So in or near Quarry, 100 kilometers away, I will have my boat stolen and I will be killed too. Nice." Reading that now feels chilling, because just 2 days later, the tone of her post shifted dramatically. Now, at first, Emma sounded optimistic, saying she believed she had made it safely through the dangerous region. But only hours later, she posted again after turning a corner in the river and encountering a large group of armed men in boats. She said, "Turned a corner and found 50 guys in motorboats with arrows. My face must have been a picture." Then she corrected herself jokingly. "Okay, 30 guys. But either way, that's a lot of folks in one area in boats with arrows and rifles." Even through the humor, you can feel the tension building. The Amazon was changing around her. And maybe Emma sensed it too. Her final social media post came around 1 a.m. "Such a dramatic change in one day, but such is the river. Every kilometer is different, and just because one area is bad doesn't mean the next is." And that's the last message she ever wrote. Authorities believe Emma later pitched her tent on Boyeu Island, near the community of Lauro Sodré in Brazil. At some point during the night, she activated her emergency locator beacon. Then everything went silent. According to investigators, Emma was approached by two men near her campsite before several others arrived. The group robbed her, stealing her belongings, before shooting her twice with a sawed-off shotgun, and her body was then dumped into the river. Afterward, members of the group allegedly attempted to sell Emma's belongings, including her phones, tablet, and GoPro camera in nearby communities. Authorities later arrested multiple suspects, some reportedly tied to river piracy in the region. And once Emma's distress signal was received, Brazilian authorities launched a massive search effort involving around 60 people, including divers searching the riverbed, while fire crews and the Brazilian Navy combed the surrounding waterways. That signal likely saved investigators from never knowing what happened to her at all. Witnesses in Lauro Sodré reported seeing Emma paddling past shortly before she disappeared. For days, teams searched desperately for any sign of her in the vast maze of the Amazon. But the river keeps its secrets well. And somewhere in that endless expanse of dark water and jungle, Emma Kelty disappeared forever.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What investigators believe happened to Emma Kelty in her final hours is horrifying. Not just because of the violence itself, but because of how quickly the Amazon swallowed the evidence afterward. Now, police believe a group of men approached Emma's campsite after spotting her kayak and equipment. Some reports say the men initially believed she was a drug smuggler traveling through their river system, something not uncommon in that region of the Amazon. One suspect later claimed he fired at Emma while she was still inside her tent because he thought she was involved in trafficking. And according to his statement, Emma was hit in the arm and immediately began screaming and waving for help in the darkness. And honestly, that detail is one of the hardest parts of this case to sit with. Because for all the headlines that later described Emma as this fearless explorer who died chasing adventure, in those moments, she was likely just a terrified human being alone in the middle of the jungle, wounded, surrounded by armed strangers, with nowhere to run. Witnesses later reported seeing Emma still conscious inside the gang's canoe after the attack. And now police admitted they could not determine whether she was alive or dead when she was eventually thrown into the river. Without recovering her body, they couldn't know for certain. And that uncertainty makes the story even darker, because the Amazon itself became part of the crime scene. Investigators later said the suspects confessed to trying to prevent Emma's body from ever being recovered. According to police, the men cut her shoulder with a knife after the shooting because they believed the blood would attract animals and keep her remains from resurfacing in the river. That detail feels especially brutal because it shows clear intent, not panic, not confusion, but an active attempt to erase her completely. And sadly, in the Amazon, that's totally possible. The river is enormous beyond comprehension. Powerful currents, dense wildlife, piranhas, caimans, catfish, scavengers. Entire bodies disappear there without a trace all the time. Search teams can spend days combing the water and still miss someone only yards away beneath the surface. Brazilian authorities launched a massive search operation, including the Navy, divers from the Amazon Fire Brigade, and dozens of officers searching the surrounding waterways. Emma's kayak was eventually recovered, along with some of her belongings, including a phone, a credit card, and a GPS device. But Emma herself was never found. And that absence changes everything emotionally, because there's no final goodbye, no recovery, no bringing her home, just endless water. As investigators tracked Emma's stolen possessions through nearby communities, they quickly identified the suspects. Lead investigator Jose Alfonso Baradas later stated that witnesses overheard the men boasting about having a lot of money and gold. The authorities eventually arrested multiple people, including 19-year-old Yardel Pinheiro Gomes, 28-year-old Irinay Ferreira da Silva, and a 17-year-old boy. Police continued searching for several others believed to have participated in the attack. Villagers reportedly described the group as drug users and local criminals operating along the river. One suspect reportedly hid in the jungle for 6 days without food or water before exhausted villagers captured him and handed him over to armed police. And then the violence surrounding the case escalated even further. Authorities identified one man, Ivanelson Gomez da Costa, as the suspected gunman who fired at Emma. But before the investigation could fully conclude, he himself was shot and killed. Reports suggest rival criminals targeted him in an attempt to steal the money taken from Emma during the robbery. This wasn't just remote wilderness. It was territory shaped by poverty, trafficking routes, organized theft, addiction, and violent river gangs surviving in places where law enforcement presence was limited at best. And while Emma absolutely understood the physical dangers of the Amazon, the storms, the currents, the wildlife, I'm not sure anyone fully comprehends the human dangers until they're there inside it. Now, there are still some lingering questions in the case. Some people believe Emma was specifically targeted because she was visibly foreign and traveling alone with expensive gear. Others believe the suspects truly thought she was involved in drug trafficking, which may have escalated the violence almost immediately. There's also debate over whether her extensive social media posting may have unintentionally made her easier to track in remote areas. And honestly, I think all of those things could probably be true at once. Emma was incredibly experienced, determined, and physically tough. But the Amazon is unpredictable in ways that go beyond survival skills. Once you move into isolated criminal territory with little communication, limited protection, and visible equipment, things can turn very fast. And maybe the most haunting part of it all is that Emma herself seemed to sense it. You can almost hear it in those final posts. The exhaustion, the unease, the constant strangers appearing at night outside her tent, the warning about quarry, and then that final line, such a dramatic change in one day, but such is the river. As if the Amazon had moods of its own, as if it could turn on you without warning. And for Emma Kelty, somewhere deep in the Amazon, it did.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Whenever stories like Emma's make headlines, people immediately focus on the obvious dangers of the Amazon. The snakes, the piranhas, insects, disease, storms. And yes, those dangers are very real. The Amazon is one of the harshest natural environments on Earth. The heat and humidity alone can break people physically and mentally. Rivers flood without warning. Navigation becomes disorienting fast. Infections that would be minor elsewhere can become life-threatening in remote jungle regions where medical help may be days away. But honestly, the thing that stood out to me the most while researching Emma's case is that the greatest danger in parts of the Amazon often isn't the wilderness at all. It's people. Especially in isolated stretches where organized crime, trafficking, poverty, and lawlessness intersect. For the first 6 weeks of Emma's expedition through Peru, she traveled with experienced river guide Rocky Contos, someone who understood the Amazon in a way most outsiders never will. And according to Rocky, he repeatedly warned Emma about continuing alone once she entered certain areas of Brazil. He told her there were places along the river where people had no regard for life, and that robberies and shootings were not rare events. And unfortunately, he was right. The stretch of river where Emma disappeared was already known for river piracy and drug trafficking activity. Parts of the Western Amazon function almost like hidden corridors for criminal operations, moving between Colombia, Peru, and Brazil. Drugs, weapons, fuel, stolen goods, entire underground economies travel those waterways because the jungle itself makes enforcement incredibly difficult. When you picture river pirates, it's easy to imagine something almost cinematic or exaggerated. But these groups are very real. Armed men in fast boats rob travelers, fishermen, cargo vessels, and even traffickers themselves. Authorities have reported cases where pirates attacked Colombian and Peruvian drug smugglers, stole their shipments, and dumped bodies into the river afterward. In remote regions of the Amazon, the river becomes both a transportation route and a graveyard. And the terrifying reality is that there are huge stretches where there is effectively no help available. No quick police response. No emergency rescue. No cell service. No nearby town. Just water, jungle, and isolation for hundreds of miles. One experienced Amazon paddler described the danger of traveling alone there in terms that honestly stuck with me long after I read them. They said, picture a world without laws, manners, social mores, or assistance for hundreds of miles. And as dark as that sounds, I think it captures something important that people who romanticize extreme adventure travel sometimes underestimate. The Amazon isn't just wilderness. In certain regions, it's a place where systems we rely on every day simply disappear. And disappearances happen constantly there for innocent reasons alone. Storms, accidents, boats capsizing, medical emergencies, people getting lost. So when violence does happen, victims can vanish almost effortlessly into the environment. Bodies are rarely recovered. Crimes often go unsolved. Entire stories disappear into the river without answers. But that doesn't mean people shouldn't explore the Amazon. I actually think places like this matter deeply. There's something incredible about seeing parts of the world that still feel untamed and powerful. And Emma herself clearly felt that pull. You can hear it in her writing. Those moments where she described the silence, the beauty, the endless, untouched jungle around her. But I also think there's a tendency, especially in adventure culture and social media travel culture, to frame danger almost romantically. Like bravery alone can overcome anything. And unfortunately, the Amazon does not care how experienced, athletic, intelligent, or determined someone is. Emma wasn't reckless in the traditional sense. She trained hard. She prepared. She researched. She survived Antarctica alone. But once she entered isolated criminal territory completely by herself, there were variables no amount of preparation could fully control. Especially as a visibly foreign traveler carrying expensive gear and documenting her journey publicly online. And that's one of the biggest modern travel safety lessons I took away from this case. Oversharing your location in real time can be dangerous. Posting where you're camping, posting your route, posting that you're alone, showing expensive cameras, GPS devices, drones, or electronics. In stable tourist destinations, that may not matter much. But in remote regions with criminal activity, it absolutely can. For anyone considering adventure travel, especially solo travelers, I think Emma's story highlights a few really important things. First, listen carefully when locals and experienced guides warn you about specific areas. They understand risks outsiders often cannot fully see. Second, avoid isolated camping whenever possible in high-risk regions. Even experienced adventurers are vulnerable while sleeping. Third, be extremely cautious about posting your exact real-time location publicly online. In fact, I went to Hawaii last weekend with my fiancé, and we didn't post a single photo. Maybe next week when we have time. But not only is it nice to take that break from social media, you don't want the danger to follow you, even in somewhere like Hawaii. Now, fourth, and probably most importantly, understand that there's a difference between physical wilderness danger and human danger. You can prepare for storms and currents, but human unpredictability is much harder. Because in the end, Emma Kalti survived some of the harshest environments on Earth. What she couldn't survive was crossing paths with the wrong people in a place where almost anything can disappear forever. Emma Kalti spent her life pushing herself farther than most people ever would. She crossed Antarctica alone, hiked thousands of miles solo, and ultimately set out to kayak the entire Amazon River by herself. She was strong, experienced, determined, and deeply driven by adventure. If there's one takeaway from Emma's story, it's this. No adventure is worth ignoring your safety instincts. If locals warn you about an area, listen. Be careful about sharing your exact location publicly while traveling, and understand that in some remote places, help may be very far away. Emma went looking for freedom and adventure in one of the wildest places on Earth. Instead, her story became a tragic reminder of just how quickly things can change out there. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.